Hello, everybody. Good to see you all. Let me just greet a few people there. Hi, Dennis. Good to see you. Jimmy Wilson. And also, I'm happy to see some people in there that are from abroad as well. I don't see that very often. And good to see you all. Great that you're here. I hope, we're going to have a great hour. And I want to say, although James is obviously my guest, so he should be speaking, but I have to tell this. So I had a day today. I had police going through the street, and I thought to myself, what's going on? And before I knew it, police went out of the street, and then they came back. And before I knew it, there was like 20 police officers, there was fire department, there was two ambulances. Apparently somebody jumped off their apartment on the fourth floor that's across from my street. And then I thought, but then if that happens, would there be forensics and all that for like 4 hours straight? And so that was very interesting. But the most interesting thing is that usually, for those that know, I live in Amsterdam. So, you know, it's quite a hub for, you know, also probably political, criminals. But anyway, and I thought, you know, why would they put forensics, like two teams of forensics, of somebody that just jumped out of the window? And so it was very interesting to see that. But the thing is that the news, not one of them have reported anything, nothing. And that I found really strange. So now I'm very curious what's going on, obviously. And still digging, haven't found anything yet, although they've been in front of my door for 4 hours straight. So, yeah, that was my day.
Yeah, so, you need to find out who it was.
Yeah, I'm very curious because, you know how these people suicide themselves. Yeah. But anyway, I'm so happy to have you, and you are in Hawaii. And first of all, let me ask you, how was your Tuesday?
My Tuesday, boy, I don't know. I don't even know what day it is. It's so funny in Hawaii, you don't even know what day it is.
Because well, you know, all the twos, and I thought maybe yeah, it's a special day.
Yeah, no, every day is a great day in Hawaii. It's hard not to have a good day. But I'm trying to think what I did Tuesday. Actually, I was hanging drywall.
What are you doing in Hawaii anyway? Or is that something you don't want to talk about?
Well, it's all new and we're not ready yet to accept guests or anything, but we're creating East City Hawaii. And so we'll have a place in the mountains and then at the ocean. So we'll have both. And already I'm having incredible contact here. I'm having ships fly in every 5:35 in the morning. Every morning we have big old ships come cruising through. So it's already started. And incredible contact, not just with the Palladians, you know, and the Orion Council of Light and Andromeda's, those guys, but a lot of like elders and kahunas are coming in that have crossed over. The ancient ones are coming in, and we're getting these incredible blessings from them as well. So they're all into it. You know, they love what we're doing here. And
wow. You know, yeah, I love how they're
Ohana now.
Yeah, I love how they always move with you.
It's interesting, but a lot of work here. Though we've been, I have to restore a place that was a barn, you know.
And should have called me. I could have helped. I'm really handy.
Yeah, I don't think you can travel yet, can you?
No, well, I can, but just not to America. So, you know how they do that. They make sure Americans can never, well, Americans, I guess they can now, but you do need the jab. Whatever. I mean, eventually I hope just that it will end soon, all this. But, well, actually today we have the media telling everybody to be scared of Russia because, you know, war is coming. And so all distractions as per usual and 24/7 bombardment of how bad it is for the Ukraine. So I do get tired.
I go on record. I like Putin.
God, yeah. I mean, I actually hope he invades and gets our prime minister, because our prime minister is a bit like another Trudeau. So there's no difference there. I mean, really. But so tell me more about that place in Hawaii.
His Christmas speech. People should go back and listen to his Christmas speech. And it is unbelievable. And when he talked about what's going on, you know, he talked about the child trafficking, Illuminati, the satanic stuff, everything. He just said, this has got to end. And that's why they're demonizing him, because same reason they demonize us and our shows and everything else, because we know what's going on. And they don't want to know what's going on, but he's not what they're painting him out to be, you know. And people are going to be shocked when they find out an alliance that's been made a long time ago. They're going to be shocked on who's part of it. You know, when things come down, you know, they're going to go, what? I thought they were our enemy. You know, you're
in a whole different. I've been following Putin for years, his speeches, because every year he invites all journalists of the world to listen to him. But obviously our Western world is chopping up all these pieces to make it their own narrative. But he has said for years incredible things. And so I'm a big supporter, definitely, when everybody was already screaming or still screaming how bad he was. But, you know, I even got a Russian visiting here in Amsterdam. And I said, bring me a Putin T-shirt, because obviously we can't get them here. And I still have it. And it's it was like in 2015.
Yeah, people need to not listen to what CNN is telling them or the mainstream. Just forget about that whole narrative and listen to what he says, and, you know, talk to other people, you know, that know him, you know, that know what's going on. And, you know, yeah, he's had a past, you know, and but, you know, that's the way it was there at that time. But, you know, what he's doing now is not at all what people think is going on or what they're told, you know, because he's doing a cleanup. You know, that Ukraine got infiltrated a long time ago by the New World Order boys.
Well, remember that we actually voted Ukraine not to be in the EU, not that I like EU at all, but we voted like strictly like with 60% for not having. And what did they do? They just did it anyway. So they're not actually listening. But we already knew, you know, because they need it in order to, you know, get against Russia. It's not like they're going to win, because our military doesn't even have munition. They actually do it with their mouth, like, because, literally, they don't have the money, but now they want to put up a whole EU military. I mean, anybody that is going to join that is out of their minds.
Well, I think they already have, you know, the United Nations is sending their people in to deal with the truckers and things like that. People don't realize that these people have no compassion. They have no sense of freedom or anything else. They're there to create mayhem and order, you know, and it's sad, you know, but I think people are figuring out what it's all about now and what the leaders have done and which leaders. And I told people, you know, they said, oh, these guys voted for this and this and this. And I said, well, good. Now you know who they are.
Now
without a doubt, you know who these people are, and you know who you have to get rid of, you know. Absolutely. And so I just see there's a setback happening, but it's minor. It's there's a minor setback, you know, but they just established who they were, and they're just going to piss people off more.
Absolutely.
You know, so they're going to gather. The more they're the more the tyranny, the more people are going to join together and rise up, you know. So, you know, they've already lost. They just haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, that's so true. Actually, it's interesting, because from the beginning of the year, things are starting to come out. And we have here all these celebs that coming to the surface for, you know, their little children abuse. And the Voice of Holland was stopped because all the jury was, you know, doing the Me Too thing and all that. I'm obviously not going to say the keywords, but they had to stop the Voice of Holland. And one by one, they are now being exposed. And it's insane. And I mean, it started in the first week already. And then there's people that you see that are promoting the jab all over. And then all of a sudden, you know, they get a stroke right on TV when they say it. I mean, of all moments that you get a stroke, why exactly at the moment they actually promoting it and trying to make it, you know, a mandatory thing?
Yeah.
And I see it over and over again with these people. They say it and boom, it happens. It's like instant karma.
It does seem to be, you know, and here they're using the culture, you know, they said, do it for the Ohana, for the family, for the Kiki and the children. They're using their culture against them. And, you know, people are trying to do the right thing and it isn't, it's actually the wrong thing. And I know when the consequences of that start happening, that's when the Ohana is going to be pissed. And when the Kiki start falling and problems with that, it's going to get ugly. And I think it's just a matter of time before that happens. I want to do a disclaimer I went up to the farm and I forgot I had this. I'm not doing black arm, everybody. I'm just working with ABC pipe plumbing and it's got all on my arm today and it just has to come off by itself. So no racial slur, nothing there. It's just ABC pipe. Okay. So let's not get carried away with that one.
So then you are in touch a lot with the natives of Hawaii?
Yeah. You know, before on Maui and on this island too, there was two kahunas I was really close with. I knew really well. And it's sad because both of them died. And so there's some new ones coming up I haven't met yet that I'm going to meet, but what we're getting in touch with is the ones like from the sixth dimension on up. The really ancient ones are coming in, and we don't even know who they are. We find out, we get their name, and we have to go do the research, and we find out who they are after we get their name, and just getting bliss hits and support and just that love, it's just amazing. It's already happening. They're excited, you know, about what's happening here.
Do they have any messages for the people?
You know, basically, we just have to drop all the againstness and the separation because we have to join together in unity because we've got bigger forces we have to unite against. And actually, this is going to unite everybody eventually in the end. And so it doesn't matter, you know, what color you are, what race you are, what religion. It doesn't matter. What matters is your character, and we're going to all have to join together here pretty soon to deal with the tyranny that we've got coming up against us. So we're going to lose that. We'll lose everything. We'll lose all of our freedom. We'll lose our everything, you know, our freedom, our way of life, our security, our prosperity, everything is on the line here if we don't join together and do something.
Well, we're already getting there because they're planning in June to give us the digital passport, which is then ruled by EU, which means we have no say in anything anymore, right? And so they want to use that, obviously, just to control and all that. I think America is relatively safe compared to many other Western countries. So I'm a bit concerned, but at the same time, I do see everything backfiring at the moment. The whole wokeness, it's backfiring in their face. Like they made this idiot documentary. It's called Everything is Going to Be All White. And in the comment section, and they turned it off, but in the comment section, everybody came together, even the woke, right? And everybody was like, yeah, this is just going too far because it was all about how the white are to blame for everything. And there were so many people of all colors just coming together there and then, you know, and calling them out. And it went so far that there is literally, it's the lowest rated documentary ever. And so, and that's where you see that, like last year, it looked like they would have kind of, you know, they could do whatever they wanted and say. And this new year, you see this backlash and backfire, like the Joe Rogan thing, and everything is just exploding in their faces. And how fast the tables can turn.
It's so funny. You got Joe Biden and Joe Rogan. You know, my bet's on Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to get him on my show, or I don't know if he'll go on my show, but I've got to get him on my show sometime, talk with him, because he's I'd love to get his take on the UFO stuff, and I'll send him some clips of just 200 people on the ground and videos and people cheering and, you know, ships coming in treetop level and things like that. I mean, we've had contact for 37 years, and I mean, documented contact for 30. I've had contact all my life, but it's just like, there's just such a controlled narrative. Yeah. And there's a combination of what's happening in the UFO community. It's now we're seeing it in everything. We're seeing it in the media and everything now, but UFOs were the highest, they had a higher classification than nuclear weapons at one time. And so you did not talk about them. It was just, and they met people with deadly force. You know, there's deadly opposition in the past, and that's changing now. But you know, the UFO community was so riddled with shills, and you know, the media, and then you've got the egos and the people that were really not on track. You know, that had huge egos or whatever, or would play the game and keep it in the past and Roswell and things like that. Yeah. Those people, they got first, you know, billing. They were at the top of the food chain, right? And then anybody that was having a spiritual contact, a benevolent contact, was just shoved to the side and censored and pushed away. Yeah. And so, you know, it's the same thing now. It's like now the conservatives are the new UFO people, because they're being shoved off to the side, you know, they're being censored, and anything spiritual or religious, you know, like Christian based is being just shoved aside. It's like whoever's a threat to the powers that be, or the power structures that were, I should say, because they're going out, is, you know, but what they're doing is they're unite in doing this. They're uniting everybody. I have more people that were devout Catholics and Christians and things like that now coming to me saying, this makes sense. All of this makes sense. And they just want to know how Jesus fit into it. And I explained it to them how he was a part of all this. You know, there's many mansions, you know, and many dimensions out there. And, you know, I played that game with them. How big is your God?
Yes, yes. Well, I never understood that, why people say, no, it's Jesus, no, it's this, and no, it's that. But what about they all were here to give a message, right? And I never understood that. But then again, they tried to get me into religion as a child, but you cannot bring a child to, like, you know, a Protestant church and then to a Catholic church, and then the child will be like, wait, what? And so to me, it didn't work. So thank you, Jenny, for your donation, and also Christina Love. But, you know, I think that people are actually coming together now. I was surprised to see mainstream news today was littered on my YouTube about Ukraine and Putin. And literally everybody in there was saying, go Putin. And I was like, wow. I mean, things are, and I definitely hope that Joe Rogan is going to invite you actually on his channel, because, you know, he's got millions of followers and amazing guests, and, you know, he does so well, and I hope that he's going to invite you so people actually get to hear those that are constantly shoved under the rug, right?
Yeah, it's so funny because I'm a very reluctant. People go, oh God, you're famous, you're this, you're that. And I go, you know what? You don't realize what that means. You know, I want to go, I just want to garden. I want to work in the gardens. I want to meditate. I want to, you know, have my own connection with Creator or whatever. And that's my focus. And this other stuff is so unimportant to me.
Yeah.
And it takes me away from the things I really love, being out in nature and things like that. And so people don't realize that, you know, they go, oh, you're so lucky. I go, no, I'm not lucky. This is not what I came to, what I want to do. You know, I've been pulled into this because of the times that we're in. But I see people now that want to be famous so bad, they'll do anything, you know, they'll.
Yeah, because it's the ego driven thing. Because if you, I mean, I don't mean you to be on Joe Rogan. So you are, you know, that because you've been around. It's just that they can hear your voice and hear what you have to say. Well, you know, I see people that then all of a sudden their channels boom and all of a sudden their ego booms too. I've been there. I worked for TV. I was model and all that. Well, I went out very quickly because I lost myself. So I know what it means. And but many have no control over it because somehow all the attention just brings out the worst and not paying attention to what actually matters.
Yeah, exactly. It's like here, you know, I got here and I go, you know, I'm not going to shave or anything until we get our freedom back, you know, and it's kind of like next few weeks, you're going to see this go down and down.
Well,
and down.
I hope you won't fall over your own beard soon, because really, I want to be really optimistic. And, but yeah, it's, I think it's, we will see some of it this year. I do believe that's what I feel. Thank you, UFO Mark. Good to see you.
I think in 2 weeks it's going to be really obvious what's going down. By 3 weeks, it's pretty much on such a rapid downhill. Their game is pretty much over, and it's going to be on a downhill run, hard downhill run from then on. And, you know, I don't know, almost all the states are just saying, screw the mandates. They're done with them. Yeah. I don't know how many states left over here are still doing it. Unfortunately, Hawaii and Washington, where I'm Washington State, are still being the Nazi thing, you know, and they're going, we're going to save everybody. I said, have you done any research? How can you be a governor and be that stupid? So you have two choices. You're either evil or you're stupid. Which one do you want to take?
Right.
Because there's no other option right now. The evidence is out there. The doctors have spoken. Yeah. The scientists, even the ones that made the stuff, you know. So, I mean, it's done. It's a done deal. They have no foundation whatsoever anymore.
Actually, you know, so. Yeah, UFO Mark says, from the Hopi elders, which was the message, we are the ones that we've been waiting for. And exactly, I've never thought there would be any savior whatsoever. I mean, yes, we like Trump and all that, but he's just one man. At the end of the day, we need to do it, right?
Exactly. You know, that's the whole thing, is we are programmed over it's like cellular memory. We're programmed to worship outside of ourselves and have a leader take responsibility. We're not programmed for personal responsibility and make our own connection with Creator or the off-world people or whatever, you know. And so that's the whole problem, is we have to get back to personal responsibility, empowerment, empower ourselves, go within, make our own connections, and go that route. And it's imperative right now, because all these other people are leading people astray. They're just huge distractions from, and I mean, it is good. Some of the information gets out there and let people know we live in a big universe and there's a lot going on. And a lot has been going on that they've kept from us. I mean, that is important to bring that out. But at what point do you say, okay, enough, you know, these people rise and fall. And I've watched over the years, I've watched people rise up and then they turned out not to be who you thought they were. And then they fell. And that's been going on for 36 years, you know, and it's just, at what point do you go, you know, this doesn't work.
Yeah,
this isn't working. I think I'm going to do something else, like go within and make my own connection and heal myself so I can rise in frequency and to make those connections. And, you know, and I think that people are finally getting to that point now where they're going to stop following everyone and everything.
Yeah, I also see that, you know, eventually, if you like what we spoke about before, is in the UFO community, everybody fighting with each other. But you know what? That actually triggers that people are like, you know what? I'm going to go within. And I love to see that, because that was exactly what was needed.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a good thing. You, you know, we keep depending on others to tell us what's going on, and we need to do our own research and go within and figure it out ourselves, because there's nothing out there anymore. I hate to say it, there's not very much out there that's really telling the truth on a high percentage level. Yeah. And there's just very few out there. And so, you know, and it's a good thing, because people are starting to realize that, you know, we all have our own unique purpose for being here, period. You know, and so nobody can tell you that. You need to figure that out for yourself. And the only way to do that is go within and you know, follow your joy, follow the inner promptings.
Are those birds real that I hear?
Oh yeah, we kind of hijack everybody's birds in the neighborhood. It's kind of funny.
Beautiful.
It happens that there's about 30 of these little, there's like a rainbow finch or something, I think they're called. They're just beautiful. And there's about 30 or 40 of them or so that come here, and they just surround the place. And then we have the Cokie frogs and the toads at night doing their thing, and cardinals and just all kinds of beautiful birds here but we feed them and everything. So they're all, and they come whenever we do meditation work or clearing work. We do a lot of counseling, clearing work. Whenever we do that, all of a sudden all the birds show up. And now I have a pet pig. I have this black pig it's a wild boar actually. And he's coming up, hanging out with us now, and it's a little smaller than the bear at the other place.
Oh god, well I don't have any birds actually. I don't even hear them anymore. I don't know what's going on. They used to be there in the morning, gone. You don't hear them anymore. I don't see the pigeons anymore. Another thing I discovered 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, wait, what happened to all the pigeons? They're gone. They're literally gone.
Maybe it's 5G or something else, some other thing going on.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, I think definitely something like that, because, you know, it frightens me a bit because if animals start to disappear and all pets dying in the, you know, millions all over the place with all sorts of diseases, that's not an accident, is it? I'm really worried. And my own two cats died last year in a wake, right? And so that was a trauma in itself, but it did wake me up also to go within and all that. But, you know, it's sad.
Well, a lot of it's in the food too. You know, they're putting stuff, you know, a lot of the food you look at says made in China, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's weird stuff in there and it's not too good. So, you know, just like the other stuff they're sending us, you know, the all that stuff made in China, you know, it's like,
absolutely.
Why don't feed it to your pets and don't put it in your arm. You know, it's like, it's pretty clear.
But I mean, I can't believe I haven't seen a pigeon in weeks. And, you know, they call them the city rats. Well, we used to have a lot of them. So, but, you know, all you can do is just think positive at this point. And I wonder, like, what are the elders or whomever that are in contact with you are doing for us?
Well, you know, they're working. Just today, I felt it again. I think that 222, there's a huge energy shift that happened. So they're working a lot with higher consciousness and energy, but we have to rise to the occasion and we have to do our part. And they're inspiring us to do our part. We're like the ground crew. And so they're not going to come down and do everything for us, because that's not their job, but they're doing the best they can, and they're altering. They told me that they were folding time. And I said, what do you mean by that? And they didn't really explain it to me, but there are things that would have been drug out for a really long time are happening really fast now. And so we're getting through it. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, the more chaos you get, it means there's more energy pushing that up. So the chaos isn't a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. It's part of the healing process. It's nothing's remaining hidden anymore. It's all being exposed. We're seeing who people are, their true nature, their true character. And people are coming out of the woodwork. And there's amazing people coming out and just speaking their truth from the heart. And it's mind-blowing, you know, like fathers, mothers, grandparents, you know, and people have gone through this before. They're all coming out now and speaking up. And And, you know, it's very empowering for them, watching them do this. I go, wow, that's got to go viral. You know, and I get on there, right? And I put it out over our whole network when I see somebody that really calls it out and calls it like it is. But, you know, it's a push pull. I now they have a bunch of new networks out. I think even Trump launched his.
Yeah.
And so that's going to take care of this censorship. And we can't even talk about a lot of these things on our show because we've already got two strikes on YouTube. So, yeah. You know,
A few weeks ago, I had a strike, but it didn't say what for. It was so weird. But yet I had a strike. It's the strangest. Well, it's not so strange, is it? So yeah. I watched. Sorry, I have a runny nose because I hang out of the window all day watching that whole thing going on. But I watched Matias De Stefano. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's from Argentina. This guy remembers his lifetime in Atlantis, and he was given these things to do. And so in 2012 he did like a major energy thing at the Vatican. It was amazing. That's when also the lightning stroke that day. And now at 22 what he did was with a whole group in Egypt, they did the sacred geometry and stuff and meditations. But what they did, they put on all certain nodes on the earth at the same time. They put certain crystals to, how did he say it? To put the energy.
Change the grid.
No, to change the energy from north, the true north from the earth, and that we are getting back in our axis, as he says it. It's quite complicated how he explains it, but the dude has really results. It's incredible. And I mean worldwide results, like stuff like weather happening right at the moment that he does that stuff. And so he sent people on all corners of the world at the same moment, drop these crystals to make the earth again in the right axis. But there's much more to it because it has to do also with the energy of people that we align again with ourselves. And, you know, it would be amazing to actually invite him on your show because that guy, he's young, but the stuff he does is amazing. I just can't say anything.
I'll look into him. Yeah, I'll definitely look into him. When I came here to Hawaii, it's so weird. Every time I've come to the islands, we've had a massive storm on the island. Just every time. The day I land, I get off the plane, and boom, it hits, you know. And so we're watching waves crashing over the highway and umbrellas taking off and flying through the air. It was crazy. Trees going down. A lot of trees went down. It was a really intense storm, and I was kind of smiling about it. And I said, "Yeah, clean up,
right?
Clean up on 7 here, you know." So
we had two storms in 1 week, and it literally cleaned up. Actually, it pulled a whole tree out of the street here. But you know, it's I see it on all levels actually happening in everything. It's and you talked about that time fold, and I think that's because you see it accelerating in a way that I'm like, hang on. You know, last week I felt miserable because I thought, oh my God, we're never going to get through this, right? Only to the next week see all that stuff happening around me, like people being put in jail, truth coming out, things backfiring on the woke. And I'm like, wow. Yeah.
It's, I tell you what's funny, people don't realize how this works, but it's like all the suns are connected to the galactic core, you know, and our sun is reacting to that too. And our sun is throwing off major flares and it's still active. Everybody goes, well, it's going to go into a minimum, you know, but it's still pretty active. And so that energy is coming from the galactic core and you can call it whatever you want, but it's moving throughout the galaxy. And throughout the universe, it's affecting all the suns. It's affecting our sun. And when those huge bursts of energy come off, they're conscious. They're not unconscious, because with the light comes consciousness and energy. It's together. And so these big shifts are happening. And then you've got all the higher dimensional beings that are pressing in on the earth too. And then you've got to clean up about all the underground stuff is being all cleaned up too. Yes. And so the earth itself is resonating at a much higher frequency, and the Schumann resonance is off the scale. So it's almost like all this garbage is trapped in the middle. The earth is ascending, the higher energies is coming in, the universal law comes with that energy, and everything that doesn't resonate or align with that is coming up to the surface for people to see. And it's not just in the outer world, it's our own lives that don't resonate with universal law. We're seeing very clearly what we need to change and what we need to do. But it's all connected throughout the dimensions, and all the higher dimensions and the beings on those higher dimensions are all pressing in on the earth right now. The earth is just like, it's like the Disneyland of the galaxy right now.
Wow.
where everything is going on, you know, it's the zoo. I shouldn't say Disney. I should say it's the zoo.
Well, that's about accurate.
We are a zoo. Basically, we have the genetics from several races here, several different beings here. We have their plants, their animals. The earth is a huge genetic zoo. The biological diversity is like nowhere else. And so we're trying to find equilibrium as this energy comes in. And some people aren't doing very well with it. Other people are really rising to the occasion. It's interesting, but I know there's some people, I don't know if they're ever going to get it. Maybe they didn't come here to get it. You know, maybe exactly. They're on. And I'm okay with that. You know, I'm not here to trespass on anybody's reality or their beliefs or anything, but I know some people, the light goes on, except, especially, you know, going back to a lot of Christians, when I talked to them, I said, well, where do you think all the bearded gods came from? And they go, what? And I go, yeah, the bearded gods, the image of the bearded gods was the Egyptian gods, the Greek gods, all the different gods, you know, where do you think these guys came from?
Yes.
A lot of them came from ancient Lyra. They were the ancient Anunnaki that came here. They're very tall, you know, and they're the bearded gods. And so, and in the Bible, you've got the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is this jealous, wrathful, genocidal maniac guy. And the New Testament is the image that Jesus brought us, was the all-loving, all-forgiving God. Yes. You know, the loving, joyous God of peace, you know. So, you know, you look at that and you can't make sense out of it unless you really know the history of the earth. So there's two different beings. And as long as they have an identity, they're not the source, the creator of all things, you know, they're limited, but there are dimensions where there are God beings on those dimensions. Yeah. And they're beautiful, just pure love, and the plane of bliss, they're hanging out on that level. And there's lower level ones that pass themselves off as gods that are evolved tyrants in the lower fourth dimension. So there's so much going on. And I tell people, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. And just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent, because in the fourth dimension, anything goes. And some of it's in the third dimension too, because, you know, you've got the reptilians. Now you've got the reptilian gray hybrids and the AI we're dealing with right now. You've got serpent beings. You've got all this, you know, demonic type energies in the lower fourth dimension that are being cleaned up right now.
I noticed recently there were so many psychic attacks. It was insane, you know.
Yeah.
I was hit with it too. And I was like, hang on. Oh, wait a minute. This is not me, right? And you definitely need to be alert.
Yeah. Yeah, my phone is ringing off the hook and emails. And a lot of really well-known people were calling me up saying, can you? Because I'm kind of known as like a spiritual hitman.
Yeah, I was about to actually call you about it as well, because I was a few days, I was so in such a dark place. And all of a sudden I thought, hang on, this is not me. And
yeah,
you know, and I snapped out of it because, you know, I knew those were attacks. And but I think a lot of people got hit with that, at least all the light workers and, you know.
Yeah, some of them fell when that came through because that was the, you know, we had these reptilian gray hybrids, which are intense. And then you've got the royal reptilians and the serpent beings, and they just came out of the woodwork and started attacking everybody. But on the light side, you've got the lion beings, you know, the 17 foot tall, seventh dimensional lion beings. You've got the Andromedans, and you've got the Jasai and the Lakah. And these guys are like eighth and 13th dimensional beings that are coming in to help us out too. So we have all this help, but we have to ask for it. We have to initiate it. And, you know, like Archangel Michael, and he's actually an Andromeda, you know, and so when you bring those guys in, you know, it's game over. And just, you know, clean up on aisle seven, you know, and have them take it out. Yes. But we forget, we think there's something wrong with this. We think we're ill, we're sick, we're going crazy. And it's not us. These energies and these thoughts aren't even ours. And we have to realize that we have to set boundaries and say, not mine. Let's do clearings and clear this stuff out. And it's actually challenging us to really step into our power. Right now, because we have to, and I've seen a lot of people in the spiritual community and even the UFO community, things like that, that are not doing too well with these energies. They're actually embracing them and letting them come through them, and you're going, whoa, wait a minute, you know, it's like not good.
It doesn't even feel good. Then how can you embrace it? Because I know it doesn't feel good. I felt miserable. Yeah, the depression, a sudden depression out of nowhere. Somebody said in the chat, that's what I had too. Boom, all of a sudden, I was hit.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, we have to trust that. We have to trust our own inner sensitivity and trust our heart and what we're feeling. And if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. That's what we say. You know, clear the energy. Create sacred space again.
Yeah.
And some people, unfortunately, like I was saying, are have fallen in a way, and they're doing the bidding of these other energies. And you know, you have to use the foundation. If you don't have a firm spiritual foundation, you're going to get sucked in by this stuff, because a lot of people, you know, I go, well, is that behavior becoming of an ascended master? Can you see an ascended master doing that?
Yeah.
And you have to use that to say, you know, are they coming from love? Are they coming from joy and peace? Are they empowering you as an individual? Are they creating a following? Or are they empowering you? You know, it's like, what are they doing here? And you always have to use discernment through this process, because, you know, you'll be led down these paths. And I see people just follow anybody, you know, the new shiny thing that comes along, they fall for it, you know, and I go, follow yourself, you know, leave.
Because those messages apparently give them hope. But on the other hand, you still have to do your work. You cannot just, you know, they are so greedy for new information from others that have to say, because they have contacts. But at the end of the day, you know, you need to get it from yourself within. And that's what people, a lot of people fail to see.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people go, oh, we're already in the fifth dimension and there's no more reptilians, there's no more royals, there's no more hybrids or AI. That's all gone. It doesn't exist anymore. But you look what's going on in your outer world, you know?
Yeah.
And so that, you have to judge by what's happening in your outer world. That does still exist. You know, there's people saying, you know, the UN is good. You know, we need to give all our power away to the UN now. And I'm going, seriously? I go, you know who runs the UN? That's the group, you know, you know, I just keep hearing these things and I go, where have you been? You know, like, have you been hiding under a rock or something? Because if you're not paying attention to what's unfolding here, and, you know, and you can just take what the mainstream news is telling you and just reverse it, and you're going to get the truth. Basically, just reverse everything they say, and you'll know who are the good guys and who are the bad guys, and they're part of.
I do have these contacts as well, military contacts, and they also, it's all hands on deck at the moment, you know, for everybody.
Yeah,
we're in a war, you know.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, it's not like somebody says, oh, everything is okay because this is liberated and that is liberated. So you can sit back and wait. You know, you are part of that. And, you know, so, yeah, definitely, you're right in that.
Yeah, as long as people will serve the beast, you know, the beast is going to stay alive. And there are people out there that for money or position or power, or whatever, they will serve the beast. You know, and you give them a helmet and a uniform and a gun, and they're going to go, oh, good, I'm special, I'm powerful, look at me. And I have power over others now. Well, you know, that's not power.
No.
You know, that's something else entirely. And it's called karma. You know, you're going to create karma doing that. So
Yeah. There's
no gain. There's no gain to serving the beast because it's going down. And whoever's connected to it is going to go with it.
Well, this is why I found it interesting to see also this comedian, Heather McDonald's. And she says, you know, she started in her comedy mocking that whole jab thing and how people are stupid because, you know, I still get my period. Nothing is happening. And, you know, because Jesus loved me. And boom, she just drops on the stage, you know, and I don't know what happened, but apparently it was something with her heart. And I'm like, isn't this interesting that, I mean,
yeah,
to see it so blatant.
Yeah. The nurse is coming on, you know, and they drop and they right on stage, they drop and they find out later they're dead. They died.
Yeah.
Right on stage. And they hush all that up. You go, well, hey, well, let's give this attention. I mean, this woman, she believed in, she trusted you guys, you know, she put all of her heart and faith into you guys and look what happened. And now you're going to shove her under the rug and she's just not you. She's not a resource anymore. Come on, you know, where's your respect for life? You know, and, you know, to see these doctors standing there and she falls and they go, you know, they're basically going, get up, act like nothing happened, you know.
Right.
And well, they're actually, doctors.
When you know, this woman this week in Germany, and she's a news anchor and she does it with another guy, and she starts just talking about like it needs to be mandatory and when can it be and this and that, and all of a sudden you see her having a stroke live on TV, only to say next day I didn't have breakfast so I fainted. Nobody fell for it because you see one eye literally going that way and the other one went up, and she didn't have speech. But the strangest thing was the guy next to her was just sitting there. He wasn't even fazed by it. And I was like, he had a bit of a smirk. It was almost like, well, there you go. You know, it's actually on YouTube, you guys. You can find it. It's called Carla Pfeffer, news anchor or news reporter, you know, get fainting. Obviously, they put it like that. But she get a full-blown stroke on TV.
Yeah. And yeah, they've had officials talking about how everybody's got to get the jab. You know, in Australia, it happened, really high-level officials. They're up there talking, all of a sudden they get that look and then bam, you know, they're, and it's just like, at what point do you go, wow, it didn't work out too well for that guy.
But don't you ask yourself like, okay, of all the moments they can drop, right? Or get a stroke or have a heart attack or whatever, exactly at that moment they talk about it.
I think spirit's involved in that one. I think that spirit's gone, okay, you know.
Yeah,
you know, this is what you're pushing on others. So we're gonna give you an experience, you know.
Oh yeah.
So
I do absolutely believe that because I see it. The other Brazilian anchor, same. He too. Bam. As soon as they even speak it out, they just drop. It's like I wonder if news anchors now are scared to actually say something.
Yeah. Yeah, or the sports people. It's sad, you know, it's sad to see these people, their careers, I mean, they're at the height of their career, these soccer players and things like that.
Young.
They're just dropping right and left, tennis players, everything.
400.
And you're going,
professional,
wait.
400 professional athletes
have dropped
on the field, not outside the field, not on the field.
And these guys are in pop. These are guys are not overweight. They don't have diabetes. They don't have any morbid, you know, problems or whatever. This is the top of the fittest people. And so what is that doing to the people that do have these other problems? You know, it's like how many people that nobody knows who they are. They're just shoved under the rug and buried. Nobody cares about them.
It's interesting that they fought like a very important games, like the US, Australian Open. There were a few that actually went right on in Europe and in football because it's very popular, and they just dropped dead on the field, and yet not one news station that will actually report about it, right? And actually now they have articles all over the place what can cause heart disease even if you don't eat your breakfast. So, you know, it's getting so ridiculous that even people that are asleep are like, hang on, what's happening here?
Yeah, they make up stories like, well, he ran too fast and then he sneezed, so he had a heart attack. It's like, seriously, children, now it's happening with children, which that to me is Mary comes to me. I've talked a lot about that, but Mary, when I was a child, I was 5 years old and I was dying in the hospital, and she came and pulled me out of it. And she's always been very close to me, and she is not happy at all with what's happening with the children. And that's the last straw. And anybody that will harm the children is going to have some really serious karma, and it's going to come fast. And that's it. When they go after the children.
I also heard that they do help the children to mutate or transmute it, and so I don't know if that's true, if you heard that too, but that's what I got.
A lot of the kids are so powerful, they just transmute it themselves, that they incarnate from really high levels and they can transmute it. But still, it's just like, come on, it's this kid, let it grow up. Let it self-realize, figure out what it wants to be. Don't turn it into a transgender person or whatever else. Just let them be. Let them. These whole programs are just, now, okay, Billy, you're 5 years old. Now you have to choose. Are you going to be a male or a female? Are you seriously?
Yeah.
The kid's 5 years old,
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
Even like, somebody's pregnant. Well, I'm curious what kind of a baby shower, which we never had, but all of a sudden in Europe, it's popular to have baby showers to reveal the gender, And then there are these idiot celebrities say, doesn't have a gender. Wait, hang on. I don't have words.
I'm going to get in big trouble for this, but I always said there's three genders. There's male, female, and confused. That's going to upset a lot of people. But as a counselor, I've done counseling for 30 something years, and I found out that a lot of that comes from past life trauma, extensive trauma, where they're really traumatized as a female or a male, and they go, "I'm not going to do that," and they do a crossover. And then other times, it's this life trauma and things like that. And I'm not saying there isn't anything natural about it, but what I'm saying is that a lot of this is coming from trauma, that, and the confusion is coming from the trauma. And if you heal the trauma and then decide that's the way to go, I'm not saying yay or nay on any of this stuff. I'm saying let's heal whatever's happening, because I've had people that have gone one direction or the other, and then when we cleared the trauma, like one woman went back to her husband and they're doing great now because it was past life trauma that she had to clear, and she was projecting. And the guy's a hell of a nice guy, really nice guy, and vice versa, And so, when all this stuff was, she was, I can't say who they are, but when she was saying all this stuff about him, I go, I don't know, man, I met the guy. He's a really nice guy, and he's so concerned, loved her so much. And since she healed the trauma, boom, back together, happily ever,
We are born.
We
are born destructive in a way, right? With all those traumas, past life or not.
But, yeah.
Our priority is to heal. And I see that now. I do BQH, which is I have to say something about that. People try to actually contact me, and something went wrong on my website, so they were all diverted to an email I never look at. So that has been fixed for those that still want a book session, but I do see so much progress with people doing these sessions, and somebody had insomnia for years and gone, right? Because we went through that trauma from, well, in this case, it wasn't this life, but sometimes it's in past lives. And, you know, whatever you can do to heal, you know, it may actually change the world for the better. Well, not actually, it will. Because, yeah, you know, like you say.
Well, there's, you know, people don't realize, but there's cellular memory, and that's the body that you inhabit has the cellular memory. And then your soul has a program, and it's got to go against that cellular memory. The body's pre-programmed. And so you already have a war between the soul and your body on what's going to happen, where it's going to go. And then you've got past life trauma in there that you've got to clear that's also affecting what's happening. And so you've got all these levels and that are jockeying for position. And there's a little war going on inside of us. And until we find peace with that and clear the past and heal and bring the body and just surrender the body to the soul and let the soul reprogram and do whatever's necessary, we're never going to have peace. And I tell people that your soul, your etheric body, is your blue body. And it's your whole and healthy, perfect self. It's a perfect incarnation. Below that, you have your astral body that has all this crazy stuff, past life nonsense, everything else. And then you have your physical body with the cellular memory and the other things. And then you have trauma in this life, childhood trauma and stuff like that. So the soul's trying to come in, but it's getting like, it's getting all diverted and blocked and everything else. And so the more we can clear out that trauma, wherever it is, and the more we can align with our whole and healthy, perfect self. And that's when you have the spontaneous healings. And we see that all the time. We see spontaneous healings happen all the time. And that's why really seeking therapy with somebody who's not attached, that has no agenda, that will tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And kind of really inspire you to deal with your shadow side. You know, not tell you you're an eighth dimensional unicorn in a past life and queen of something, you know, I mean, let's drop that program.
I mean, it took me 15 years to go through all the traumas, and then slowly I woke up more and more spiritually. But, you know, you need to be open for that, what you don't want to hear. Because my experience there is that when I listen to it, it actually is the right way to go in order to heal. And at a certain point, I felt a bit like a masochist, because obviously you do everything that you don't want to do, but that's exactly where your healing lies, right?
Exactly, yeah.
But
I'm trying to get used to this screen. I'm on my little iPad, and it twists you. You know how have you ever seen that? It makes one shoulder higher than the other, and it twists your, I don't know what, they got to get their camera straight on these things, but
really?
Cause I usually have my computer, but I don't have internet here yet or anything where.
Well, I did just,
white, you know,
I did just my, sneeze. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Hawaii, but you know, it's so funny. They go, we can't find you. And I go, well, maybe that's a good thing.
Right?
Maybe I should just not do that, you know, and stay in the we can't find you category.
And you're better off over there. There you had all the snow that you had on the other East City. It was crazy, right?
Yeah, we're totally off grid here, and we don't have to worry about heat. You know, I was on ice, walking on ice constantly. It was like you get the ice and you get a little rain on top of that. Boy, it's like slip and slide out there. And what I used to do is I go down and buy a pair of golf shoes, you know, and wear them during the time. Yeah, they work great. Or you get a little change you can put on your feet. But yeah, it's I'm glad I'm out of there. There's still snow in Washington. There's still where we are because we're up higher. But
yeah,
there's still snow on the ground, but the roads have cleared up, thank God. Yeah, so we don't have the ice and everything.
Well, this was the ideal moment for you to go out to Hawaii then, because, you know, I hate the cold. I can't help it. I live in Holland, totally wrong country for weather. But, you know, I should be in a tropical country. But then again, doesn't everybody?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking about, you know, for 36 years, I've been doing these hellacious winters there. And, you know, some we've had 12 feet of snow before, and we had a tunnel for a driveway and tunnel.
I saw the pictures from this winter. It was insane. Yeah. It was insane.
And that was a light winter, too. It was light compared to what it can be.
That's like Antarctic.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's so funny here when you're doing plumbing and things like that. You don't have to worry about anything. It's never going to freeze. You know, it's never, you know, it's just like, it's, you know, I'm looking at this with my other mind and I'm going, wow, look at this, man. You don't have to have a snow load on your roof, you know, because all of things going to hit is rain. And everything is just like chill here, you know.
So now you can do like the winters over there in Hawaii and then the summers, you just go back to Washington.
Exactly. That's the plan. And, you know, it's funny because I got here and we've got like papaya and dragon fruit and about five types of avocados and all this fruit. And you don't even have to go anywhere. If you go, I'm too tired to go for lunch, you know, and just walk out and pick it.
Well, I can't go to Bali or Indonesia anymore because now all of Indonesia wants, you know, mandatory JAP in order to enter the country. That dream went out the window. So I think I'm going to go to Hawaii.
Well, they're pretty bad here. You got to do that spit test and all that other stuff. You know, you have to do that. Yeah, yeah. It's like I won't do the nose thing or any other crap. You know, but you know, I'll spit in the thing for them if they want to look at it. But you know, my system. You know, I've done everything naturally, and my system's so amped up that. You know, I did the eye thing we're not supposed to mention, and I do a ritual with that, and I keep the zinc up and the vitamin D and B and the other things, you know, just and eat really healthy and close to the ground. And my immune system, if I ever got something, I'd be, and I already got it. I got it when I was traveling in Australia, you know, so we have herd immunity or whatever you call it. So I'm not. I didn't even think about it when I sent the test in. You know, I go, it's going to come back negative. And every time it does, you know, so.
Yeah, and detox. Well, actually, I'm going to go and detox again because, you know, I have the sniffles constantly. So I need to start doing something for my health again. And I always do it every so often. You just do fasting, detoxing, just clean out that body, you know, is so important other than also the spiritual thing, the healing stuff. It's inside and out, right?
So, oh, yeah, definitely. I do a lot of this. You can't see it. Weird. If I put it in front of you, you can see it.
This is
oxygen water. It's oxygen water. It's Langenberg water, oxygenated water. You can find it on the internet, but it's got crystallized oxygen in it. It's the highest systemic antibody can get is to oxygenate blood, you know? And so it's amazing stuff. I can't talk too much about it, but what it does to viruses and everything else is just.
I heard about it, but I cannot have anything sent anymore because now they decided to tax everything that you sent, right? So it's insane. But anyway, I do nano silver, stuff like that. And I try to get things like that over here because people are quite good with the whole holistic anyway. So, but we're at the end of the hour and I want to say, first of all, in an hour, there will be, is it in an hour? Yeah. On Journey to Truth, there is Daryl James and Rebecca Rose with the guys from Journey to Truth. Go check it out. I also want to shout out to Maria, your assistant, who is so lovely. And she's so great. So I wanted to give her a shout out since she's always working behind the scenes. But great. And I want to thank you for your time. And I hope everything goes well, which it will, wherever you are, it goes well in Hawaii. And to have a successful setup over there.
Yeah, I've been working 24/7, just clean up and sheetrock and just clean everything up. But I need to take some time off and get in the water and go swim with the sharks and the whales and
I'm so jealous.
It's and I've got a great crew too, you know, Kathy and Lydia's been helping out, and Tiffany and Myra's holding down the fort, and Alex. And so, you know, I have a great, great crew that holding it together back at the ranch. So kudos to them.
And I need to say that because I sometimes missed it, but you're not doing live anymore on YouTube that often. So you do it on Rumble. Want to say that to people for those that have missed it, but wanted to.
Yeah, we're on Telegram and Rumble and a couple of on DMO. You can go to the website and watch it on the show. And it, now that this new Trump thing is open, you know, truth, whatever.
Not for us yet.
We're gonna sign up for that as soon as that comes out. But
yeah,
that's our plan.
We probably have to wait abroad because, you know, it will take a while. We cannot even access the website unless I use a VPN and put it on USA. Then I can enter.
Oh, really?
But yeah, it's and obviously in the app stores they don't show it at all. But I guess in a few months we will be able to as well.
Yeah, it'd be interesting how they feel about UFOs. I guess we'll find out. Yeah,
and I have all your links in the description for those that you know come in later. You can find it there and see the every Saturday show from James.
Great,
right?
All right.
Thank you so much.
Great. All right. Thanks for having me on the show. Take care and be safe out there.
You too. Thank you. Thank you all, and have a nice evening. Don't forget Journey to Truth. Bye all.